Any comment on the tolerability toxicity profiles of the available ALK inhibitors?
So Soritinib is definitely the problem drug in that regard. At the standard 750 milligram dosing, 60% of people have to have a dose reduction. Now, there's some very interesting data that if you take it with food, we know that the upper GI side effects tend to get a lot better, but they've also done some PK analyses, and if you take 450 milligrams with food, it's about the same exposure as 750 milligrams fed. So you don't lose anything in terms of exposure, and you make it more tolerated. So my guess is there'll be a push by Novartis to push 450 with food at some point in the future. But at the moment, that's the problem one. The other drugs, brigatinib, alectinib, have about a 20% dose reduction rate. They have somewhat different side effect profiles. Alectinib, if you had to guess what the problems are in most of your patients, you get some peripheral edema. You can get maybe about one in five people quite marked skin sun sensitivity. People sort of can get really badly sunburnt. Brigatinib isn't a walk in the park either. About 9% of people at the current dosing regime, within about 48 hours of starting on the drug, can get something that looks like pneumonitis. It's not subtle. Whilst you told them about it, and it's still in their short-term memory, they can get florid pneumonitis, and in those people, usually you'll settle it down with steroids, oxygen. You probably won't rechallenge them with the drug, although there's some interesting data that if they're fit enough and they tolerate it well, they can actually tolerize to the pneumonitis within a few days.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. We have a wonderful case of a guy who actually was asthmatic, who was very conscious of his breathing. He goes on the brigatinib and he gets florid infiltrates, goes on oxygen. And there'd been these case reports of people coming back saying, "Oh, I was short of breath, doctor, but I didn't bother to tell you about it, and then it got better." And so we used him as a guinea pig, a voluntary guinea pig. And we said, "We're going to rechallenge you. We're going to give you steroids and oxygen on board at the time." And we tracked his oxygen saturations. And a week later, after it settled, and we put him back on the brigatinib, his oxygen saturations went from 95% on room air down to about 88% on room air on day three, back up to 95% on day five. And he stayed on the brigatinib for about another 3 years. So it's not your classical pneumonitis. It's some almost your degranulation or something that happens soon after starting the drug in a very small proportion of people.